Good morning. Welcome here today. I just appreciate you guys coming to worship with us. I'm excited that you're here. A few announcements for this morning. If you'd look at your bulletin, we got somebody else coming up to do a announcement about the first one, but we got a baptism November 5th. So just make note of that. And if you're part of that, just make sure you know where you need to be and when. Is there something about that today? Okay. If you are part of and you have been interested, and maybe this is the first time you've talked to us, but if you know for sure you're going to be baptized next week, come meet between services in the classroom one, I believe. The library. So meet there. And then there's a ring and sing on November 5th as well at 3 o'clock at the Methodist Church. And our praise band will be singing there. So you guys can read through all the details about that. And there will be a free will offering received there. And then, again, the community service, November 19th, Pastor Jim's going to be preaching that at 7 p.m. At the Freedom Church in Miller. And then the Thanksgiving Eve service is here November 22nd. So just remember that and the love offering received there for that. Then remember the Sunday school is practicing for the Christmas program. So make sure you're here for Sunday school to practice for that. That will be taking place on the 17th. And then we still have a ton of sign-up sheets in the foyer for you guys to sign up for snacks for Club Rock and the fellowship time in youth group. So if you guys would like to minister in that way, please do so. Then tonight for youth group is our fives night or Cinco night, whatever you want to call it. So that's going to start at 5 p.m. tonight. We're going to have a fall theme party and we're going to do a bunch of different stuff. So make note of that if you're coming there. And then I'm just going to ask right now, are there any other announcements? If not, is Bonnie, would you come up and give your couple announcements?
Good morning. I know you guys can read, but I want to encourage you to come to the couple shower this Friday. When I say couples, that means guys, come with your spouses. So anyway, I would really like you to attend. This is to show support for Christopher and Maria that are getting married very shortly. So we are going to have a fun little shower for them at 7 o'clock. So make sure that you put that on your calendars. The other thing, this purple sheet that's in your bulletin, that is sponsored by the Women's Outreach. It's a popover that we have done in the past. The last time we did it was 2019. We tried to wait a few years, and of course, COVID helped that little situation. But anyway, it's very fun to do. It's a chance for you to get to meet other people in the church, especially those of us that have been here a while, know quite a few people that have been here a while. But we have a lot of young families, and it's a chance for them to get to know other people and make connections that way. So, and truthfully, I know for myself, that's the way I got to know George and Donna Melber, and she, when she hosted it 1 year. So it's just a fun way to make connections. The sheet tells a little bit about it, and you're not responsible for having a big old party. It's just simply, if I host it, I'm going to do the main meal, and then somebody else will bring the vegetables, somebody else will bring the dessert, and somebody else will bring the salad or whatever it is. Anyway, and that'll all be spelled out in a sheet as we get closer. I'm having you sign up by December 3rd because it takes a little while to get the program to get things shuffled and make sure we got everybody in there. So the sign up sheet is in the foyer, so please make sure you do that. If there's any questions, you can ask me and maybe Jolene Hahn, if she is here, she might be able to explain some of it as well. Any questions, let me know. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. With that, we're going to jump into our worship service with our call to worship, and it is from Ephesians 1, 7 through 10, and it says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he has set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth."
Should have said this when Abe asked for more announcements, but it is still Pastor Appreciation Month. So if you're a procrastinator like my wife and I are, plenty of time, 3 days yet, if you'd like to do something for the pastor, the three pastors that we're so fortunate to have. Anyway, let's take our hymnals and sing to, what are we singing? What number? I brought up everything but the bulletin. 515. Let's stand and sing together, "Since Jesus Came Into My Heart." Isn't that what? I remember that. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I have ceased from my wandering and going astray since Jesus came into my heart. And my sins, which were many, are all washed away since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul, o'er the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I shall go there to dwell in that city I know. Since Jesus came into my heart, and I'm happy, so happy, 'tis onward I go. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul, o'er the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. That was fun, but I'm out of breath. Let's greet each other this morning and sit down.
Well, normally we have our prayer request and praise time, and we will have that, but before time gets away from us, reminding especially at our annual meeting, that one of the groups that we haven't had report back to us, that we as a church supported, was the Puerto Rico mission team, This year we were able to help assist Jace, River Jones, and Jimmy Burma, along with Kim Robbins. She was in Puerto Rico for 3 months in an internship. And so Jace is going to come up with a willing volunteer to give us an update of what God used them for in Puerto Rico.
Well, good morning. Hopefully next year when I do this, it's like 3 or 4 months earlier, so I don't make you guys wait so long for an update. But last year, I was able to lead a mission team to go to Puerto Rico in June. There was about 15 of us, I think. So to start off, I just like to thank you for all your prayers and support. Without you guys, we wouldn't have been able to go, and I just am very thankful for everything you guys have done for me and the team. But to start off, I'll let him say his favorite part of the trip, and then I'll just explain what we did there. Oh, I'm Jace Burma, and this is Joshua Stomprud. He's from Newell, and he goes to Sunshine.
Well, hello. I'm not very well prepared, but last year was my first year at Sunshine, and I really liked it, and I got the opportunity to go to Puerto Rico, and it was a really great experience for me, and there I got baptized, and it was in the ocean. It was really special and a unique experience. When we went down to the beach, it was nighttime, and the waves were kind of crashing in because, well, it's nighttime. And, yeah, we got there, and it kind of wasn't looking so good for us. It looked almost dangerous, but when we got to the water just kind of mellowed out, and it was just really cool to see how God is in control, and we don't have any fear as long as God is there. So, yeah.
Let's see if I can read my notes. So while down there, we did quite a few work projects. Josh was actually in charge of framing up the windows. So down there, it's concrete buildings, so we had to frame out the windows with concrete. We also chipped out a bunch of concrete on the floor of this one building so they could put plumbing in. And then we also brought some South Dakota down to Puerto Rico. We built a barbed wire fence for them to keep out some cows that have been running through their property and to also just make a property line for them. We also did some outreach. They have a Thursday night youth group type thing that we helped out at. A couple of us led worship. And then we also helped out at a Tuesday night. They have like a young adults night. That's like 18 through like 30 year olds. So just a age group that doesn't get reached in the church as much as a youth group would. So they just felt the need to have like a young adults Bible study on Tuesday nights that we helped out at. Probably my favorite part of the trip. A lot of you guys probably know River Jones and Parker and EJ. They're from Fort Thompson, but they've been able to go to Sunshine the last few years. And their cousin, Stefan, who is from Fort Thompson, wanted to go to Puerto Rico, and I was like, I was leading this trip while I was in Sioux Falls, so it was a little difficult trying to communicate back and forth. But he was able to go. He comes from a family that doesn't have a lot of money, so he had to raise support, and $2,000 is a lot of money for a kid like that. But he was able to go. And we got all the papers signed, and it was just awesome to see him grow over the trip. And he started asking some questions, and me and Mr. Reeker, Rich Reeker, if you don't know him, he's an awesome guy, but we're able to lead him to Christ while down in Puerto Rico. And so that was just amazing in itself. And then he asked to be baptized either later that day or that next night. So I was able to baptize. I think there was like six of them that got baptized. And it was just an awesome experience to see God working in those kids' lives. And now being able, Stefan made it to Sunshine this year. And so now just being able to invest in his life and disciple him after he got saved, and just watching him grow has been so awesome. We're also taking another trip back to Puerto Rico this year in June. Any of you guys are welcome to come. It's an awesome experience. I would just like to thank you for all your prayers and support. I've been to Puerto Rico a lot of times, so I'm just thankful for you willing to let me go back. And thank you for all the love. So have a wonderful church service. Thank you.
Thank you, Jace and Josh. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before one another. From this morning, received a phone call this morning that Harlan Gortmaker passed away during the night. Jeannie discovered him this morning that he had passed away, and so we extend our condolences to Jeannie and the Gortmaker family, as well as the wisdom for all the preparations, but I know grateful also for seeing the church family being a part of their lives. Dean and Sherry were over there, and that's just a reminder to pray for Sherry's brother-in-law's family with his home going as well. And I know Deb Nye's mom, Paige, is in the hospital, and so we just to pray for her and wisdom for the doctors and to gain strength and especially to gain her appetite back. Other prayer requests or praises? Sorry. Yeah, Ernie.
I was informed last week that I have stage 2prostate cancer, stage 2 prostate cancer. And I will begin a series of 28 radiation treatments in 2 to 3 weeks. So the little work they need to do to get things organized is 2 to 3 weeks before it starts with the 28 radiation treatments.
So Ernie was diagnosed with stage 2 prostate cancer. And in the next couple of weeks, we'll be starting the radiation treatments. And so we'll be praying for you and for Shirley through this time, as well as for healing and for peace of mind and heart, that God's in control. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Val. We have been praying for Sandy Amer. I think the request maybe about 3-4 weeks ago was that she had gone into hospice, and then she passed away this week as well. And so we'll pray for her family during this time. Other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into worship, the opportunity of being together, as the reminder that you have sent your Son, the life-saving message of Jesus Christ, saves us from our sins. When, upon receiving that gift, our citizenship is transferred, but also our family relationship changes, that we have become brothers and sisters in Christ. And I thank you for the body of Christ, the opportunities we have to minister with and to each other, not only the official ministries of our church. We pray for Club Rock and for Youth Group, for each of the components that invest in the lives of others, but also for the unofficial ministries of coming alongside one another in times of difficulty. We lift up Jeannie and her family with Harlan's home going. Father, the unexpected nature is that reminder that we are not promised tomorrow. I'm thankful for him placing his hope in you, that during the night he is gone home. Father, that he is completely healed. But I do pray for Jeannie, that you would wrap your loving arms around her, and for the family as well, that the hope of Christ will sustain them. And Father, we also lift up the Amer family to you as they also are walking through that valley of the shadow of death. And the promise at the end of that psalm is that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So we pray for Sandy's family as they go through this time. I pray for Sherry Van Zee's brother-in-law's family as they also have gone through the service this week. And just pray for the ongoing, because as people leave, the reality sets in and the quietness overtakes, and just pray for the family. Father, we lift up Ernie and Shirley. We pray for Ernie as he looks at these radiation treatments coming up. Father, we ask, as the great physician, you would heal. That is our desire, and whether you can do that through your miraculous hand, and you can also do that through the wisdom of doctors and the guidance of your hand with them. And so, Father, we pray for these treatments ahead, that you would give Ernie strength, give him healing. We also pray for Shirley, that you would wrap your loving arms around her and give her peace of mind and heart, and for Ernie as well, that you are in control no matter the circumstances we find ourselves in. So, Father, we pray that you would be your ever-present help in their time of need. We also lift up Deb's mom, Paige, that you would be with her, give her strength, that give Deb wisdom in ministering to her mom. Pray for Deb's extended family and the issues and struggles, health issues that they've also faced this time, that you would help Deb not to carry all these things upon her shoulders, but as Peter tells us, to cast our cares upon you because you care for us. Father, we pray for our world, knowing the uncertainty and unrest, especially think of what is going on in Israel, that you would intervene, that you would bring peace. The psalmist tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and the inhabitants are of many different religions and ethnic backgrounds, and we see Satan at work. Father, we pray for your people Israel, that you would soon draw them back to yourself, that the prophecy of Zechariah would be fulfilled, that they will look on whom they have pierced, and they will weep and mourn, and they will come back. We pray for those that are Muslim, that have a great hatred for Israel, for Christians, that you would speak into their lives, that they would bend the knee to the Prince of Peace. Father, it looks like a dire circumstance. Our own servicemen and women are being deployed and are in harm's way, and it's bigger than us. And so, Father, we pray that you would intervene. We continue to pray for the situation in Ukraine, for the unrest in the cities around the world. Just a reminder over and over again that in this world we will have trouble, but we take heart because Jesus has overcome the world. Father, we pray for our missionaries, that you would be ministering through them. Father, we are grateful for the opportunity we've had to partner with the teams that go down to Puerto Rico, and for Daniel and Laura Peel as they minister and oversee the YFC ministry in Puerto Rico. I pray for PL as he's also there and has been a part of Sunshine and a part of our time here as well, that you would be using them to reach not only the people of Puerto Rico, but also the different Coast Guard base that is there, to reach the teens of that base. Father, for today, we are grateful for the weather that you've provided, and you watch out over us. Pray for the men that are going and families that are trying to get the harvest in. We are also thankful for the many visitors that show up into our area with hunting season. We pray for their safety and opportunities that are we have to interact with them and to share the love of Christ and the hospitality that is a part, not just a part of the Midwest, but a part of being called a part of your family. Father, we ask that the offering we're about to receive, you will honor it, that you will bless the giver and use it for your honor and glory around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Sherry. It's been a little bit since we've heard from you. I was thinking it's maybe time to have you bring some sharing time, but we got that opportunity this morning, so thank you for filling in. Looking at our list of songs, you know, there's kind of a recurring theme here this morning. And as we were singing that first song, you know, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart, we should be able to sing all of these songs with some joy, because we should have joy and hope being in him. And that's where we find our hope and strength in our times of trouble and sorrow. But this next song, as we get started, it's for me sometimes a little tough to sing as I think of different people that have known that have gone away, but I should sing it with still some joy, because it'll be a glad morning when there's no more pain, no more sorrow, where joy will never end. But let's stand and sing.
Fly away. to be our conquering King and friend. He came to heal and show the lost ones his love. He came to go prepare a place for us. That's why we praise him. That's why we sing. That's why we offer.
And often my prayer is that you have a reason to worship and sing.
Is not what you have required. you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. All about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, as we have reflected upon the promises and blessings of being a part of your family, that our hope is secure, that you have called us and created us to be worshipers. Father, that we would understand that it is not just the activity that we do on a Sunday morning, but it is the whole focus of our being to worship you, and that all of eternity we will have the opportunity to worship the Lamb who was slain, that we will worship the Father who is over all, and the Holy Spirit who indwells us now and forever. Father, thank you for equipping us and for this time right now. Open our hearts and minds to your word, that you would use your word to soak into our lives and to help us to know you more and to love you better. In Jesus' name, amen.